What is up, podcast fam? Episode 37 of the Dad and Griffin Pod is coming at you now.
Live. Oh, wait, recorded.
Well, we're live now, but peeps hear us recorded. It's Thursday. We've almost made it through another week. I'm Dad.
I'm Griffin. What's up, peeps?
Yeah. End of that week. We got some
good action that week.
You got some good action in that week. You're right. Yeah. How was your Thursday?
Good.
What'd you do today?
Me and you decided we have a wall where in your room where you do all your Zoom calls and stuff.
In my office, you mean?
Yeah, and we can put all the my minifigures and figures, and we put them on the wall, and then they on my dad's Zoom call, he would see. All his friends would see all of the Lego minifigures.
So there's like a ledge behind me.
Yeah.
And we put a whole bunch of minifigures up there because it's kind of plain. Now it's loaded up across the screen with minifigs, right?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. We'll see if people on the Zoom calls tomorrow notice, right?
Do you have any Zoom calls tomorrow?
I do.
Oh.
I do. Yeah.
You should say first one to notice gets a shout out.
Oh, okay. Done. What else was today? We had a nice weather day until about 3 o'clock, so you got some, we rearranged the schedule a little bit today, right?
Mm-hmm.
Got some schoolwork done early, got some early outdoor time. It was pretty nice for a while. Now it's pouring rain again, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? You gonna answer all the questions tonight with mm-hmm?
No.
Okay, perfect.
I said no! Yay!
Awesome. Episode 37, brother, can you believe it? I did, I know this isn't going to shock you, but I was intrigued by the number 37 because I didn't really have anything cool to say about it.
Word of the day? What does that mean?
What?
Intrigued.
Intrigued. What does intrigued mean? Yeah. Curious.
Curious, like Curious George?
Like Curious George, right?
Mm-hmm.
Means that you think lots of things are interesting and you get into lots of stuff. So I was intrigued by the number 37 because I couldn't think of anything.
You know why
so I took to Google.
You know why I said Curious George?
Why?
Because I just realized that I watched Curious George so much when I was a kid. And when I was like young, I realized that it was like a great show. And I still remember about it.
Yeah, it is a great show. I love Curious George.
When I was a kid, yeah.
Maybe the number 37 applies to Curious George somehow, but I did not figure that out. But intrigued applies to Curious George,
mm-hmm.
Right? Means I'm really interested to figure out if there's something cool about 37. I have four cool facts about the number 37 that I've used the interwebs to figure out.
The interwebs.
Yeah. Do you want to hear them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Totally. You just fire them off.
Okay. Do you know what spam is?
No.
It's like a canned meat. It's
ew.
Like, yeah, it's like canned pork.
Oh, ew.
It's sick. It's called spam. It was invented in 1937.
Ew.
Yeah. 83 years old.
You know,
you know that your hand has 37 muscles in it? The human hand, 37 muscles.
Can I tell you where they all are?
Where every one of the 37 muscles is?
Yeah.
If you knew that, we're going straight to med school, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, don't beat me up on this.
No, we're not going to try to attempt to name where all 37 muscles are.
One's in your thumb, 5 is in your thumb. And 5 is in the rest of your...
No. This is ridiculous.
And then 5 is in your palm. All
right, the last two are great. This is for shout-out Team Boston. The Green Monster. Does that mean anything to you? You ever heard the term the Green Monster?
No.
You know where the Boston Red Sox play baseball?
Yeah.
It has that green wall in the outfield, and one of the walls is really, really tall.
Yeah.
It's called the Green Monster, the left field wall at Fenway Park. It's 37 feet tall. I would have taken the over on that. So I might fact check that.
We might have apologies and clarifications.
Yeah, I might fact check that on the interwebs later tonight. But allegedly, the website that I used told me that it was 37 feet tall. So that's cool. Here's a spooky one. You ready for this one?
Like the Green Monster. Ah, blah.
There have been 37 radio signals from outer space, received from outer space, that are still unidentified. I don't know who received them. I don't know where they came from. Do you believe in aliens? You don't believe in aliens?
No.
How do you explain the 37 unidentified radio signals then from outer space?
Robots.
Where?
On Mars.
Robots on Mars? Yeah. Okay. Would those be called aliens?
No.
Are aliens, they have to be alive?
No.
They can be a robot?
Aliens are not alive.
Oh, okay.
They're not real things.
Are you positive?
Positive.
How do you know? Did you ever watch E.T.?
Yeah. It's a good movie.
It's a great movie. It's not real, though? No. Are you sure?
E.T.
All right. There's all of your 37 information. What, you tell me now, what did you learn at school today? You did some research on a famous person today.
Henry Ford.
Henry Ford.
He's my favorite famous person, not besides people from sports. Like, Henry Ford is my favorite. Fun fact, I researched him in first grade. We got a choice on...
Oh, so this would be the second time you've researched Henry Ford?
Yeah.
Cool. So he's your favorite non-athlete of all time?
Famous person of all time. I love him. He's so cool. He invented cars and...
He invented cars?
The first car ever.
He invented the first car ever?
And the first car ever made.
That's kind of a mic drop moment. That would make me... I think also love this guy, number one guy, not an athlete. That's awesome.
He invented kind of like a carriage. He invented like carriages and stuff.
Oh, wow.
It was kind of, yeah, he invented like a carriage with like mechanical wheels and just like with an engine and stuff like that.
Wow. Sounds like a good dude. What other fun facts do you know about him? Anything?
He was a, and he... He never stopped trying.
Never stopped trying?
Never stopped trying.
Interesting.
He had a first invention, which failed.
Oh. Huh.
His first time his engine broke down, he didn't put in enough pieces to the engine.
Oh.
But then he persevered through the rest of it.
Wow. So what, he could have just quit, right? If the first one didn't work, he could have just shut her down, right?
Yeah, and then said, I'm done with this. I'm gone.
But what did he do?
He said the total opposite of that. He raised the bars and he invented cars.
Man, that is raising the bars, isn't it? Man, could you imagine if you quit the first time you fell off your bike? You would never have learned how to ride your bike, right? Mm-hmm. And then now you wouldn't be having all this fun on your bike every single day and going on bike rides with Mom.
And you want to learn how to bike if you have a parent standing right next to you.
Could you imagine if you quit learning how to skate before you learned how to skate?
No.
The first time you fell over?
Me, I have loved hockey for a long time. I would never quit hockey.
Yeah.
Never, ever, ever, ever.
Well, that's a cool one. All right. Well, I like Henry Ford now a lot. I think that's great. Do you have any more Henry Ford lessons, or is it just today and we're done?
A little bit
tomorrow, maybe?
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
You want a surprise about the weekend?
What?
I think I've secured us a golf game for the weekend. Would you be interested in playing golf this weekend?
Oh, would I ever.
We received an invitation from one of your friends to go play golf this weekend.
Is it Will McNeil?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No way!
Totally. Saturday afternoon.
Oh, my mind, I'm gonna start crying.
Are you fired up? All right.
If you guys don't know who Will McNeil is, great basketball player.
One of the best basketball players we've ever had on the team, right?
Yeah, he's really good.
He's apparently a superstar.
Apparently he's good at golf. And
he's really good at golf. He loves golf.
And he's taller than me. And
sounds like an awesome dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll go play golf with him this weekend. What do you think?
He spikes his hair every time, and I like that.
Yeah, he has got an awesome mohawk, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's got some good hair for it.
All right, well, there you go. There's our Saturday afternoon plan. And then somehow...
I'm going to start crying.
You and I need to pull an absolute rabbit out of a hat here. Mother's Day is on Sunday, along with Uncle Johnny's birthday. And we need to come up with a Mother's Day plan, like, ASAP.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's an Amazon in the world that can deliver anything before Sunday, anything meaningful at least.
Are the grocery stores still open?
Yeah, yeah. We'll figure something out. We got it on lockdown.
Or should we pick some flowers?
I'm a magician.
Should we pick some flowers?
No, we're not picking flowers. Jeez, Jimmy.
cut all the tulips. We're cutting the tulips, peeps.
All right, there's your Thursday. Good day. I love it.
No, and we have something else.
What?
Zoom call. Talent show.
Oh, yeah, we'll get to it. Don't worry. I got it on here. We're good. Should we do my Ask Griffin now?
Yeah.
I came up with another Ask Griffin. We're going to give it another chance.
Yeah.
Okay? Yeah. You think you can handle it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are you ready for this one?
Yeah. Is it 8-year-olds?
Nope. Yeah. Well, it's just about, it's mostly about me. You ready? Okay. Focus. If I'm standing in the middle of a forest and I'm talking and nobody in my family's around me, there's nobody around me, right? I'm talking to the trees. Am I still wrong?
That doesn't make sense at all. That doesn't make sense at all.
Why not?
You're talking to a tree. Am I right or not?
Am I wrong? Am I still wrong? Because when I'm at home talking to you guys, I'm always wrong.
This does not make sense.
So if I'm in the middle of a forest, I'm talking to nobody, am I still wrong? You ever heard the one like, if you're in the middle of the forest and a tree falls, does it make a noise?
It doesn't make a noise. You so didn't. You're not.
You didn't hear it.
No. 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 I'm answering no. I'm answering no.
Oh, man. Those are crazy.
Those
are confusing questions, right?
So much.
Yeah, that's kind of the point of the Ask Griffin questions. Best thing you saw today? What was it?
My class Zoom call.
Oh, you had so you guys went early today. A little 8:45 Zoom call. But it wasn't really a learning one. It was there was a special edition, right?
Yeah, my music teacher, Miss Lake.
Yep.
She provided a talent show, a Zoom talent show.
Oh my goodness. So your whole class was on.
Yeah.
And your class was invited to show off a talent?
Yeah.
What did you show off?
Trailer of the Dad and Griffin Pod.
You did?
Yeah.
You showed off the that's your talent?
Yeah, my trailer.
You have a podcast talent?
Yeah.
You played the trailer for Dad and Griffin Pod?
Do you want me that's to tell hilarious. You my two favorite ones?
So what were the two? You don't have to tell us who they were, but or you can if you want. But what were the two best talents that came up on the Zoom call?
My friend Emmett, he did cup stacking.
Cup stacking.
Yeah.
Cup stacking is huge in the in the second grade world right now.
Yeah.
Cup stacking is huge. If you don't know cup stacking, look it up on the interwebs. It's pretty crazy actually when you get into professional cup stacking.
They go up and down with their fingers like...
It's tough to explain, right?
In 5.0 seconds. No, they go like up and down. Like they do it like up and down 10 times. They'll do it in like 5 seconds.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, what was the second one?
My best friend Blake,
yeah.
He sent in... He did a backflip.
A backflip?
Uh-huh.
Whoa. Like off the ground or off of a log or what?
Off of a trampoline.
Okay, a trampoline. Whew. I was going to say, if there was an 8-year-old who could do a backflip just standing flat on the ground, that would be impressive. But that's still pretty good off of a trampoline, right?
Yeah.
Cool. Cool. Can I tell you the best thing I saw today? Yeah?
Yeah.
Or no?
Wait, there's an 8-year-old on YouTube Kids, and everything he does a backflip for.
Really?
Everything he does flat on the ground.
Does a backflip.
He does a backflip.
Just because he just loves things and he's just so excited?
He's just so excited when he wakes up. He just gets on his bed and then flips off.
Unbelievable. Can you imagine starting every day with a backflip? It'd be intense. Some days you'd be injured. Right?
Like you were every month.
What do you mean?
Goggle told me like almost every month that you got stitches.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You and Gaga sharing stories again, huh? Jeez almighty. All right, excuse me. I just had to sneeze. And we had to edit that one out. Large sneeze. I saw this thing on the internet today. There's this really cool blog called the 538 blog.
538.
And it's kind of a grown-up thing. It's kind of for adults. And it's a lot of it is political. And they try to predict outcomes of events.
I thought you said gamble there.
No, they try to predict outcomes of events based on math and data, right?
So a bunch of class nerds.
They're a bunch of nerds, yep. Math nerds, right?
Yeah.
You're a math nerd.
Hey.
Don't bring down your own people.
Hey.
And they basically, nerds.
Nerds are successful in life.
Yeah, you're right. Nerds are successful in life. They basically proved through data, and they wrote a whole article about it. So if you guys go Twitter, 538 blog, or on the internet, go find this website. It's pretty fascinating. They've basically proven that Scottie Pippen is the all-time GOAT sidekick basketball guy of all time, like second fiddle guy, right? So you have superstar Michael Jordan.
MJ.
And then Scottie Pippen would be like the greatest sidekick of all times.
What about Kobe?
Well, Kobe is one of the greatest players of all time, but then it would have to be like his sidekick, right?
I think I know who his sidekick would be.
Who?
It would probably, wait.
Well, he was like a sidekick to Shaq, and that's why they didn't really play
LeBron James or Anthony Davis.
They're up there, right?
Yeah, they're up there, definitely.
But I'm talking about, like, this website used math to prove, and statistics to prove that Scottie Pippen is the best sidekick of all time, of NBA history.
That is math? Just math?
It was just using math, yep. Using numbers, and I'll show it to you. It's pretty intense. They use a lot of crazy, like, statistics and names and acronyms, and it's crazy. So
I'm still missing out on that Michael Jordan show.
You sure are. Yes, I would agree with
God
that.
All right. It's a good idea. Just turn down the TV or put earmuffs on.
Earmuffs?
Yeah.
Yeah, earmuffs sometimes work and sometimes they don't. I told you, we'll find the edited version and we'll go that way. Okay? All right, let's get the voice messages. We have a stock standard, our trusty rusty, Elizabeth. It's Thinking Thursday. We nailed them both this time.
No Google.
We nailed them both. And I know she won't believe that, but it's true. We're smart, guys.
Spelled, like, wrong in the dictionary.
And then we have a new caller today, right?
Yep.
And we're just going to leave it as a surprise. It's a short and sweet message, but it's going to start a great conversation, and we cannot wait to bring it to the peeps. So first things first, Elizabeth, Thinking Thursday.
Hey, Uncle Chris and Griffin, it's me, Elizabeth, and you guys are going to want to put your thinking caps on because it's Thinking Thursday. Here's the first question. A plane crashes on the USA and Canadian border. Where do you bury the survivors? Here's the second. Which month has 28 days? Answer those two on the pod. And Uncle Chris, if you look them up, you are in serious trouble. Bye, boys.
All right.
I know one of them.
I've got my thinking cap on. Do you?
Yeah, I know one of them.
Okay. First question. Airplane crashes on the border of U.S. and Canada. Where do you bury the survivors?
I don't know.
You don't know? Here's the trick. If there are survivors, they don't get buried. You only bury the dead people. You don't bury the survivors. Right?
Uh-huh.
Try to trick you with that one, right? That was a tricky one. All right. And then what day has 28 months?
Every month.
Every month has 28 days. Wait, what did I say?
28 months.
You said 28 days. What month has 28 days? The trick is to say February, but every month has 28 days.
Yes.
All 12 of them. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Elizabeth, I think we're on to you. We feel smart today. Thanks for giving us one Thursday to feel brilliant.
Nerds get nerds, smarties get smarties, and dum-dums get dum-dums.
What are you talking about?
Candies.
Oh, nerds and dum-dums and smarties?
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are good candies. I think I probably like nerds the most out of all those.
Dum-dum.
You like dum-dums? Yeah. Not Smarties, though. Like in the roll?
Too sweet.
Yeah, very sweet. Yeah, I totally agree. All right, here we go. New call. Griffin stirred a little bit of a fire with his podcast trailer that he presented during the talent show on the Zoom call this morning with his class. And he shook loose. One of his friends from class called the pod today. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Who is it? Tell the peeps who it is.
Emmett Russeller.
Emmett.
He is the one that I chose for my top two favorite talents.
Oh, Emmett.
You are the best.
You're the man.
You're the man.
Thanks for participating. We hope you listen to the follow-up because this is all about your shout-out show right now. Let's get right into his question. It's a good one, and we'll answer it when we hear it and we play it for the peeps. Here we go.
Hi, this is Amber Esler. I like your podcast. What does that last part mean?
Awesome, Emmett.
He kind of sounded like John from Boston.
You think?
Broadcast.
Oh, the podcast. He said he likes our podcast. Thanks, yeah. Emmett. That was really nice.
Can I tell you what the last
our part podcast was? Likes you too, Emmett. And so I think the question is, what does the last part mean? So, Emmett, we wrestled. If you go back to some of the early podcasts,
Wrestler.
That's his last name.
Yeah.
We really struggled with creating for our podcast segments and special sign-offs that we use at the end of every single show. And so if you listen to other podcasts or other shows, you always have some kind of like fun way to start the show and you have some kind of fun way to end the show. And Griffin's fun way to end the show is where he says, keep your head up and your stick on the ice.
You want me to tell you why?
Yeah.
Because if you don't keep your head up, you're going to fall.
Yep.
On the ice.
Yep.
Keep your head up and your stick on the ice. Because if you keep your stick on the ice, then you won't get a penalty from doing high sticking.
And you'll always be ready to catch a puck, right?
Yeah.
So keep your head up, stay awake, and keep your stick on the ice. Stay ready, right?
Yeah.
And so it's kind of Griffin's way of telling everybody, hey, while we're taking a break,
you're having fun.
Keep your head up and your stick on the ice, right?
Goodbye, peeps.
So it's kind of our fun way of saying goodbye to everybody and telling everybody to keep it real while we're gone, and we'll see you tomorrow, right?
Can I talk to Emma a little bit?
Well, sure.
Emmett, you are very smart dude. And if you could bring segments to the table, you would be the man.
Awesome.
Absolutely, you would be crazy awesome.
Awesome. All right. Well, we'll see. I think your class could pick up on this a little bit here, and we could start some momentum. Right.
You got a new dog.
Oh, really?
It's a pug.
Oh, geez. Come on, really?
You got a pug.
Well, he'll have to call us and tell us about the dog.
Puggy.
All right. So, in other news, so we have voice messages, obviously. Gaga sent an email or three to the to the Dad and Griffin Pod inbox, right?
Yeah.
Gmail inbox. Amongst other things, she said she asked us a question, and we need to come up with an answer. Are you ready?
Yeah.
She said, "What if we were to have a?" I guess the question technically was, if you had a personal theme song, what would it be? We're going to put a little twist on it. If we had a theme song for the show, for the Dad and Griffin Pod, what would we decide?
It was called?
Yeah. Yeah. So we thought about it. The song is called?
Good Times Roll.
Good Times Roll. It's by a group called Grizz and the Big Gigantic. Greatest band name of all time.
Yeah.
Grizz and the Big Gigantic. And where does it come from? Where does that song come from? Where did you hear that song before? Did you just think it up?
Dude Perfect video.
Dude Perfect video.
Yeah, it's my favorite Dude Perfect video.
Really? So where they do some of your favorite trick shots?
Yeah. Ping Pong Trick Shots 3.
Really? Uh-huh. Even more descriptive. Ping Pong Trick Shots 3. How about that?
Yeah.
So that would be our song. Go get that on Apple Pods. Good Times Roll. It's an awesome song. And it... And it totally matches. It totally matches our
good time roll.
Our pod, right?
Yeah.
All right. Are you ready? You want to do State Farm joke of the day?
Yeah.
Here we go. State Farm joke of the day.
Why do witches ride brooms?
Okay. Why do witches ride brooms?
Because vacuum cleaners are too heavy.
Because vacuum cleaners are too heavy. Like they would be riding vacuum cleaners instead? Unbelievable. All right, I think I know who you're shouting out tonight.
Yeah.
Who are you shouting out?
Emmett Wrestler.
Emmett, you're the winner of the day, brother. Good job. Thanks for calling in. You get the special shout out for the day. Everybody, reach out. Come find us on Twitter @Dad and Griffin or send us an email to the Dad and Griffin Gmail inbox, dadandgriffinpod@gmail.com, right? We'll read your email on the pod. We pay attention to all of it, right? If you missed an episode, go back and get us on Apple Pods.
Or else go to the one that you've been shouted out in.
What?
Go to the podcast that you've been shouted out
in. Oh, yeah. Right. But listen to Apple Pods to find where that episode is, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Awesome. How about you send us off?
Emmett, this sign-off is for you. Keep your head up and your stick on the ice. Goodbye, peeps.